it happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to The Race Report.
Welcome back to The Race Report. I'm Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell. We'll talk about the Bank of America 500 as they ran that last Saturday night at Lowe's Motor Speedway. Jeff Burton, a little bit of a surprise winner.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't pick him, so how did he get the front? I just don't get it.
I don't understand how he even had a shot.
Boy.
The funny thing is, now if you look at the website stuff and things have been here this way. Now, Jeff Burton, he's the hot driver. Look out. Who's got the momentum? Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Burton?
No,
Jeff Burton going to win the championship?
Jimmy who?
Is Jeff Burton going to win the championship?
No,
he is not. And we'll talk more about why we both feel obviously fairly strong about that as we move along. First, let's see where your favorite driver ran in the aforementioned Bank of America 500.
Once again, Jeff Burton was your winner. Casey Kane second. Kurt Busch third. Kyle Busch fourth. Jamie McMurray fifth.
Look at this, all the three K's in a row. Casey, Kurt, and Kyle. That's kind of cool. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where was I?
I think fifth.
Jamie McMurray was fifth. Jimmy Johnson, two J's, sixth. Seventh was Greg Biffle.
There's actually three. Jamie, and Johnson. I'll shut up now. Go ahead.
Okay, sixth, or no, where was I? Seventh, Greg Biffle, eighth. Jeff Gordon, ninth. Mark Martin, tenth. David Reagan.
The 11th, Tony Stewart. Clint Bowyer was 12th. Kevin Harvick, 13th. Martin Truex Jr., 14th. 15th, Reed Sorensen. Danny Hamlin, 16th. 17th, Bobby Labonte, 18th. Brian Vickers. Scott Riggs, 19th. Elliott Sadler finished 20th.
Ryan Newman, 21st. Sam Hornish Jr., 22nd. Regan Smith, 23rd. Michael Waltrip, 24th. David Gilliland, 25th. 26th, Paul Menard, 27th. Dave Blaney. Bill Elliott was 28th. Casey Mears, 29th. Robbie Gordon, 30th.
31st, Mike Wallace. David Ruderman, 32nd. 33rd. Carl Edwards, Juan Montoya, 34th, Chad McCombie, 35th, Dale Earnhardt Jr., 36th.
Ouch. He's done.
Yeah, 37th, Joe Nemechek, 38th, Ken Schrader, 39th, Mike Skinner, 40th, Tony Raines, 41st, Matt Kenseth.
He's done.
42nd, Travis Quappel, and 43rd, A.J. Allmendinger, running only 52 laps in the double zero car. So much for his shot there with Michael Waltrip.
Well, like that's a shot.
Yeah, not much of one. But Jeff Burton, I mean, this is a guy, solid, steady, always up near the front, and that's how he has himself in position, had himself in position to be in the chase and everything like that, but did get the win earlier this year at Bristol. But, you know, Jeff Burton is, I think what you have to do, you're going to have to win races to win the chase. And you're thinking, well, idiot, he just won a race. He doesn't win enough races. He doesn't win often enough. He did fuel only three times Saturday night. That's not going to work. Most weeks.
No, it's not. That is a strategy of a team that doesn't have anything to lose.
Yeah.
And they really don't.
We'll hear from him later. He says that exact thing. He says, you know, 2 years ago coming out of this race, he came out of this race with the points lead and was in, you know, you're thinking, hey, he's got a shot. And I thought he had a shot at it 2 years ago and they went.
Yeah, they were done.
They spiraled in amazing. And exploded big time. Ended up seventh. In the final standings. And he says, maybe 2 years ago, they did get a little tight. He said that was the first time they'd been in this situation, and maybe they didn't handle it well. He thought they were ready last year, and they got off to a bad start in the chase. But he says this, you know, I'll let him say it later. Basically, he says they have nothing to lose. Exactly what you said, that they're just going at it this year, that, hey, we're just going to have fun. And, you know, we'll see. But over the last five races, we've talked about it, you know, and talked about it and talked about it. The 48 team has basically written the blueprint for how you win this championship, and it's not finishing 10th every week and maybe winning one race. It's top five wins every single week.
And they're following the blueprint.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I was glad to see the reemergence of the Kim Burton cam. The guy that operates that camera now
I thought about you when I saw that because I know how much you enjoy it.
Oh, my God. Why do they do that?
I don't know. It's human drama. It's human drama. What was it? The opening of Wide World of Sports so many years. The human drama of athletic competition. Well, that's part of the human drama of the athletic competition.
But they don't do it for any other of the wives, and they're all
every
there.
Every once in a while, they'll throw another wife up there. But you can count on it. You can bet on it. Take it to the bank. If Jeff Burton is leading in the last 20 laps, you know, every lap, you're going to see another shot of Kim Burton wringing her hands and... You know, because she gets so emotional.
Oh my gosh. Please.
But, I'm with you. I don't need to see it anymore, but I'll guarantee you, the next time he's contending for a win, we're going to get a big dose of Kim Burton again.
Well, guess what? We probably won't see it the rest of the season.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, you know, I don't want to toot our own horn here too much, but, you know, nobody else will, so let's do it. But, you know, basically, going into this chase, Sam, kind of what we've talked about has happened. It just continues to play out. We could, you know, it could all change and we could look like big idiots here any moment. But we both talked about this going into the chase. we've been saying for the last few weeks, even leading up to the chase, look out for the 48 team. They've been under the radar all season, but they're coming. They're coming, and they know how to do this. Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, especially Kyle Busch, who was the big favorite going in. He'd won eight races, blah, 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 blah. And what do? They choke it up the first race of the chase. Carl Edwards, you said it last week. You could see, you know, that they're starting to waver and starting to, you know, maybe you said implode. You're never subtle about anything like that.
That may be a little strong, but my point was, and back to what you said about Kyle Busch, you said they choked. They didn't really choke. They had some issues. They had a part issue. I don't call that, well, unless it was
at New Hampshire, somebody forgot to do something in pre-race.
That would be. But the next week, you know, a mechanical issue. But here's the problem. These teams, Edwards and Busch, don't react well to those situations. What does the 48 team do?
Very good point.
They know how to react to adversity.
Right.
And like you said, Jimmy had a bad night on Saturday night. He finished sixth.
Yeah.
They
keep it together.
That's the difference.
They hold it together.
That is the difference.
Yeah, I think that's a great point you bring up there. You look at, you know, Carl Edwards, for all his smiling and patting the reporters on the back and all that stuff. Carl Edwards has a temper, and it's pretty short. And you're right. He definitely gets, he can come apart when things start falling apart. And we know how Kyle Busch deals with things going bad. You know, he went to the Tony Stewart school of maintaining your cool. So I think that's a great point. And, you know, Jimmy Johnson is the polar opposite of that. Even if he's getting upset, and he addressed it after his win at Kansas Speedway, somebody asked him that specific question. You know, you just don't ever seem to get upset like these other guys do. And he goes, well, I have a crew chief that worries about everything. So if we both got upset like that, that'd never work. I get upset. I keep it more inside. And you're right. There's just that calm about that team that they just never, at least outwardly, they don't let that stuff bother them. They just keep plugging along, and they get it done. And, you know, that's why I still think he's still the points leader, so it seems obvious now to say it. But it's theirs to lose, and I just don't see them losing it. Unless they have some guys just crash in front of them or a couple of engine failures.
Yeah, but
failures,
that doesn't work.
Which doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen either, because
he
misses it. He drives right through it.
Yeah.
So. It's amazing.
All right, we'll take a closer look at the point standings and talk a lot more about the race at Charlotte when we come back. Just getting started here on the Race Report.